Cochran. Cochranite and Bow Valley High School teacher Sheldon Betts hopes to reach new heights by climbing 9 consecutive peaks in 3 days to raise money and awareness to help stop and prevent human and sex trafficking of women and children. From August 17 to 19, Betts will be attempting to scale 9 different mountains around Kananaskis Country and Canmore for Freedom 8848, which is a charity group that intends to battle against sex trafficking. According to Betts, the number in the charity's name is an intentional reference to the elevation gain in meters he'll be climbing over the 3 days, which is equivalent to the overall amplitude of Mount Everest's summit. For 72 hours straight, Betts said he will be tackling one mountain after another, taking breaks only to eat or sleep. "It's going to be a pretty jam-packed schedule," he said. "So, it's going to be really, really early mornings and late nights, and I expect to be pretty darn sore at the end of it. But, it's such a good cause that I think it'll be worth the pain." Human trafficking is an admittedly difficult and overwhelming topic to talk about, and Betts said his friends best describe his upcoming venture as a physical analogy that can match it. Betts said that the shocking thing about the topic involves how pervasive it truly is. "It's not just a certain demographic, it's not just in certain countries, it's happening right here in Cochrane and all across Canada as well," he said. "Another fact, as I found out, is that there's actually more slavery happening worldwide now than at the peak of the Atlantic slave trade hundreds of years ago, so those shocked me and broke my heart." Betts said charities and initiatives similar to Freedom 8848 help make a difference in bringing awareness to the topic. "That's a big part of what Freedom 8848 wanted to do, is just to have the conversation to bring awareness," he said. "It's such a universal cause that people are usually pretty happy to do what they can to help, and it's been really encouraging for me to see some of the donations coming in, and just for people to really show they care that way." With only a few weeks before Betts begins his treks up the Rockies, he can't help but feel excited, especially considering all of the support he's garnered already from other Cochranites. "As it gets close, I'm nervous about just how crazy difficult it's going to be, but I'm also excited to see the momentum that's being created with the awareness, donations, and more people finding out and wanting to support," he said. "I'm half worried I won't be able to finish, but I'm so inspired by people following the story and donating that I'm going to give it my very best." There are multiple ways to support the initiative. Betts invites those who may not be able to donate money to partake in a future event like Current Climb he has planned in the future weeks. You could always look up Freedom 8848 and say, "You know, maybe next summer I might have time to train and maybe I can do the event myself," that kind of thing, Betts said. Betts said he would like to thank his friends and the people behind Freedom 8848. Rem Vlasblom and Judd Lee, for helping inspire him throughout his journey. For those looking to donate or for more information on Betts' upcoming adventure, they can do so by visiting bit.ly/3QLTH9J.